Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today with Lisa Harrison as we talk about United We Steak. A status update in just a moment.
Welcome back to TikTok, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on TikTok.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the Pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
We're talking with Elisa Harrison from National Cattlemen's Beef Association, works on a lot of the checkoff projects. Elisa, I know you've been very excited about the rollout of United We Steak. Tell me how things are going thus far.
United We Steak is a campaign we launched at the end of June, and we were very excited about it then to promote and celebrate grilling as a way for families and folks to get together and celebrate being together, but also celebrate it with beef. And we've been blown away with the results that we've been able to get just in the first 3 weeks. We've been able to reach 153 million people through our paid advertising in the first 3 weeks. We were able to have 34 million video views of all of the various videos that we have that our states are promoting and that we're promoting on the national level. And then we've had almost 550,000 visits to the UnitedWeSteak.com web pages. So we're thrilled with the results. The consumer is responding very well because they gravitate toward the pride that they have in their state. And so they're on social, they're promoting it and kind of talking smack back and forth with folks about different states and the shapes of that. So some of the data that we have seen over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 months, where consumers are telling us that they are eating more servings of beef each week than what they were before the pandemic. So we're on a great, we have great momentum going into the summer, great momentum going through into Labor Day and as we go into holiday. And we hope to keep those increasing the number of times that people are eating beef.
What, you know, within that campaign, what are the elements that you think have really appealed to folks as they've gone and visited?
Well, I think the unique part of it, the core, the centerpiece of it, is there are cuts at steaks that are cut into all 50 shapes of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't computer generated. Our staff and our meat scientists cut those all by hand. So everyone has been very curious about what their state looks like in the, you know, out of a steak. And so we think that that has been the, kind of the uniqueness of that. But then also, every state has its own web page. So you're able to go and see a recipe that is popular in that state. You could learn mm-hmm. about the beef producers in that state. And you could just learn some pretty interesting things about the state, but it just shows that people love beef. They like the uniqueness of it. They love learning about it, and we hope to keep that momentum going.
You mentioned a stat here just a moment ago about more servings of beef being consumed by consumers.
Yeah.
This is all about what they've stayed home. They've basically have not had a lot of other things to do, maybe at the house, but to think about those meals and maybe do a little more planning.
Absolutely, and I think they're cooking more. More often for more people. So they have needed to go back to some of the basics of cooking. And so earlier, you know, in March, April, the NCBA, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, put some extra dollars into getting how-to information out to consumers because, you know, sometimes they don't always know how to cook beef.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to make that easy for them and make sure that they had great eating experiences for that. So I think that what we're seeing, not only because of that, but when it comes down to basics and consumers thought early on that maybe beef wasn't going to be available, they showed us that beef really is their number one choice because of the empty shelves. Now, that wasn't great for consumers' anxiety or not being able to get the product when they want to, but I think that we've been able to solve that supply situation for the most part, and so we're hoping that that momentum continues to go. But we started seeing a trend even at the beginning of the year that consumers were eating more beef on a weekly basis, and I think that that comes, hopefully it could be because of some of the promotions that we've done. Last Christmas during the holiday season, we did the drool log, and that got a lot of attention. And then we had our beef substitute campaign launched in March. And then we supplemented that with some of this how-to video. So we're trying to focus our dollars, along with the states, focusing their dollars to get the consumer the information that they need to have a great eating experience.
Alisa Harrison, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. From Denver, I'm Ron Hayes.